This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Nearly 90 animals in a Custer County kennel were seized earlier this week after authorities executed a search warrant prompted by a citizen complaint. According to the sheriff's office, the commercial kennel held a special use permit issued by the county. It's unclear what was in the complaint. Most of the animals were dogs, but all 86 animals taken from the property needed medical attention. Authorities say the investigation is ongoing, but they'll present a report to the district attorney office for formal charges. Colorado State Patrol has started doing more checks along I-70 to make sure commercial truck drivers have chains with them. Trooper Gabriel Moulter says that officers from Glenwood Springs to Golden will be stopping tractor trailers to make sure they're carrying chains and necessary winter traction equipment.
We're trying to make sure that we're getting these DMVs in compliance before the storms hit to make sure that we're avoiding motorists being stranded and the road closings.
Law enforcement will be doing proactive checks Monday through Thursday until Memorial Day. A Denver family says a police SWAT team mistakenly raided their apartment. DPD allegedly forced a mother and a grandmother out at gunpoint and terrified two young girls who were still inside the home in June of 2023. The lawsuit filed Tuesday alleges DPD tried to cover up their mistake by saying the family was evacuated for their safety. It also says the family was put in a locked squad car for about an hour as police continued their search for the man they were trying to arrest. It says he was arrested hours later in his unit across the hall from the families, according to the Associated Press. Denver police declined to comment due to pending litigation as well as an ongoing internal investigation. Sunny with temps in the 50s and 60s this afternoon for Denver and Colorado Springs, sunny and 40s in Vail, and in Grand Junction, sunny and mid-to-upper 50s. This is CPR News and KRCC.